And we are back with Lisa Waters Lane in the studio. She comes each week with your, no, that was the last segment. This is just her segment.
Keep just up, coming. Man.
I
Keep
know.
Up.
Trying to. Boy, the holidays. Too much eggnog through the holidays. Too many parties. We've been to
a lot of parties.
We're definitely post-pandemic as far as parties go, which is kind of fun. Getting back into the swing of things. Just kidding. Totally just kidding. So we've been healthy, been fine.
We've been healthy. A lot of people haven't, but we have been, which is good.
I did get this week. A lot of my friends I'm hanging out with have gotten shingles.
Ooh, yeah.
Including some good dear friends of ours in Skull Valley, just kind of all around shingles, shingles, shingles. And I guess 50 plus means you're getting older.
Which is you.
They're recommending plus. Yeah. I got it. You want to tell everyone else? You want to dig a little deeper?
Well, you are going on the big 6-0 this year.
Yeah. So anyway, I got my shingles shot. And it hurt a little bit for a day, and then it's fine.
You good?
And another 6 months, I get another one. And it's a two-dose deal, and hopefully I won't have shingles. We'll see. That's the latest one.
That's a bad one. Shingles are
They're painful. Not I hear. Kind. They can cause you to go blind, I heard.
They can get in your eyes, in your mouth. Yeah.
Now we just stirred up all the anti-vaccine folks. The other folks are back. Well, so we just stirred up the pot and went,
isn't that the amazing it's a garden thing program. About America is you get to choose.
That's right. Yourself. There we go. We get like to that. Choose.
And I choose to garden.
I choose to garden too. I'm right there with you. So what do you got for gardening?
Well, speaking of gardening and choosing, so I think winter is an excellent time to go assess your yard.
Yeah.
Because it looks very different in the winter than it does in the spring summer or the fall. But I truly believe that all landscapes should be a four-season landscape. So if you don't have stuff going on in your yard in the wintertime, if you got rocks and twigs, you have a very unappealing yard. And there's certainly some things you could do to help with that, even in the wintertime.
In the winter, it brings out your lowest common denominator. You get to see all the weaknesses. And you should have 20% of your landscape dedicated to evergreen plants. Mm-hmm. Now they could bloom. They might look like a Christmas tree. They might be spreading ground covers, but 25% of your property, of your plants that are showing off should be evergreen. 60% of your landscaped property should be covered in foliage of some sort. That's the balance. 60%, not rock. 60% should be green stuff. That's during the growing season. Okay. Out of that 60%, 20 of that should be at least 20 should be green. So even in the midwinter should be green on it.
Right.
And so if you get that balance wrong, you'll walk through the neighborhood. You'll go, oh, boy, that looks terrible. Something's off. Mm-hmm. You can't describe it, but you feel it when you look at it.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, those percentages. So designers, they're trying to get that balance right for you and get a mixture of all four seasons.
Right. Right. And a lot of people think, oh, evergreens, they're just thinking trees.
Right.
You know, like a spruce or a pine, which certainly count.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great shrubs that are more leafy type evergreen, you know, the photinias, nandinas, a lot of things in euonymus family, manzanita, a lot of things in the yuccas and agaves. So you don't have to have high water use plants. But it's certainly nice to have something green out there. So
I would suggest most evergreens are low water users because the way they're evergreen, they're protecting themselves in the winter. They've got a lot of antifreeze in them. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of glossy like waxes and resins in them. So most of those, in fact, I can hardly think on one hand how many high water users there are. Really, they're mostly dry. They're most drought hardy.
That's true. Very true. Good point. I hadn't thought of that. You're so smart.
I know. There you go.
That's why you're the garden guy.
That's right.
But I really encourage people to, you know, a lot of times we drive in the driveway, pull into the garage, and we never look at the front of our homes. It's really a good time to do that because we tend to go very heavy rock here, which I understand, not knocking it, but you need to equal it out with some green stuff in there too.
So what do you have in mind? What's your favorite green things? Are you looking at ground covers or shrubs or trees or what?
Anything. What do you need? Because you got low-growing cotoneasters, you got low-growing junipers, you got mugo pines that stay shorter. any number of things. And right now, if you come into the garden center right now, it's a great time to see what winter stuff looks like.
Yeah,
because everything we have right now is winter hardy. We're not keeping it if it's not going to take the winter. So it's a good idea to come in and you can see what it's going to look like in the wintertime. But another great way to add some color into your yard, if you want to do that, is with ceramic pottery.
Oh, there we go. Now we're getting into style and flair.
If you have a front entryway or your garage or a front walkway that needs a pop of color, ceramic pottery is a great way to do it. And it comes in blues and reds and greens and browns and just some really bright colors.
I noticed we got our 2023 styles in. And this year, the styles that you're seeing in magazines is solid colors with a texture in the clay. So it could be a mocha type of chocolate looking pot, but it has a texture all around it. So either a band or divots or something in it that gives it style. So they're beautiful. A nice pot is like a piece of art.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And the great thing about pots is you can grow almost anything in them. So say you don't want to mess with growing a bunch of little flowers in it, throw an evergreen in there. We had a pot because we had the wedding at our house. We had a function and we had this pot that always had flowers in it, but it wasn't looking very good because it was winter. So we rimmed everything out and we put a really nice Japanese garden juniper in there. Fills the pot, looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So you can put low maintenance things in those pots or leave them empty. It's up to you.
Never. You're on a garden show. You should put a plant inside your pots. Don't leave them empty.
You should. But it can be an easy plant to take care of that doesn't require pruning or cleaning up and that kind of stuff. Another way to bring attractiveness into your yard is a bird bath.
Oh, there you go.
A fountain, a bench. Even statuary, and we got some great stuff in.
Yeah.
Just in a wide variety of it. So it's not all just one style. So we have like a woodland theme and we have kind of a cottage theme and different things, but just having a fountain, having that running water is amazing. We've got some that are small. I mean, I think a lot of people think fountains are thinking of huge things.
Right.
We got some that they actually call them bubblers. They almost look like they're like pot size with a little insert in it and it just bubbles and makes noise. And we have a fountain in our front yard and the birds just love that thing. So the cat loves to sit in the window and watch the birds, but just being able to enjoy that, the sound and the motion with the birds, I think that's a fun thing.
Those bubblers would be great indoors,
as
in a entryway or a, I could just see it there in certain homes. Mm-hmm. Could just beg for some running, that tinkling sound.
Yeah.
Other than in the bathroom, but in the house, it could be beautiful.
Definitely. Got some really cute statuary too. Bears, fox, bunnies, frogs.
They're cute. I like the bear in a yoga pose.
That's my pretty favorite cool. one. I think that's my favorite one this year. Yeah. I'm like, where could I put that?
But. So the 2023 spring is starting. So we've gotten our 23 pottery load in. We've gotten our 23, our spring load of outdoor fountains and benches and that kind of stuff. We're starting to plan right now. We're starting to coordinate the trees. So fruit trees, shade trees, aspens are coming in, I think, the third week in January. So we'll start, lilacs will start showing up then.
Be here before we know it.
Well, it's just days. It's right after the holidays. So we got to be ready for it when it loads because it's full semis. I mean, it's like, that's a lot of plants. It's a lot of work, but it's fun. It's exciting to think
about.
Oh, it
is. It's seeing all the new stuff and what it looks like. Spring is coming, people.
Yep. Well, no, there's snow on the ground. Gotta get through. Let's get through the last day of 22. Okay.
And then world, spring is coming.
Yeah, it sort of is. Ken and Lisa Lane and the Mountain Gardeners. Great advice, Lisa, on how to decorate your or upgrade your winter gardens and your landscape. Be right back after this.